The Invisible Hand at Work. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. BP is still doing all it can to fix its mistake.
We're not going to be able to stop it today or the next few days. The earliest chance for that will probably be late next week.
And they've promised never to give up.
We'll apply every technique we can until we bring this thing to a close.
And yet, there's Congress holding hearings and trying to pass legislation to ban offshore drilling. Well, the American people have been clear. Their comments fill my inbox every day. Government should leave business alone. If the government would leave business alone, the free market would regulate everything and we'd all be richer. And more, we're learning that, in fact, government has been doing just that. Because it turns out there was zero regulation on offshore drilling when the Deepwater Horizon blew up. Rules, yes, but actual regulation, no. It was entirely regulated by the magic of the free market. The government's Mineral Management Service, which is supposed to enforce safety rules, doesn't even inspect the blowout preventers. It trusts the company to do that. The New York Times reports today that the Minerals Management Service routinely permits oil companies to drill in the Gulf without the environmental permits that are supposedly required. So the environmental impact of Deepwater Horizon was also regulated by the free market. And sure enough, the free market has worked its magic, giving the Gulf states a plentiful supply of oil, the equivalent of an Exxon Valdez every 4 days, soon to be delivered directly to their marshes and beaches free of charge. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.